more Idaho matters right now. The Boise City Council will be holding a public hearing tonight in regards to an ordinance for short-term rentals. And Boise Mayor Lauren McClain hasn't given much information about what this ordinance would entail. Kyle Land with the Idaho Statesman has been following this hot-button issue, and they're joining us live to talk more. Welcome to the program, Kyle.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for inviting me on.
So can we just start with what has made the short-term rentals such a controversial topic, in particular in Boise?
I think in Boise, but even across the Mountain West, short-term rentals, which, you know, are vacation rentals that are often rented out using services like Airbnb, Vacasa, Vrbo, are seen as sort of constricting what is already a very tight housing market in the area, limiting the amount of homes and apartments on the market. And given that Boise has one of the most unaffordable and tight housing markets in the country right now, I think some have viewed that as exacerbating the issue. And they believe, and these people believe, that regulations are one of the only ways that they can sort of combat this.
So how do short-term rentals work in Boise currently? Because as you mentioned, some places have regulations, some municipalities don't. And this is across the United States, frankly. I mean, it differs from city to city.
Sure. In Boise, there are no regulations currently. There are some in Idaho that do have it. Sandpoint and Rexford, for example, do have ordinances. And I think Sandpoint even has a maximum on how many short-term rentals you can have. But in Boise, there just hasn't been those regulations to begin with, largely because there is a state statute that some perceive as saying that regulations of short-term rentals are illegal and banned in Idaho. But clearly people in Ketchum and Rexburg and Sandpoint take a different point of view in saying that these regulations are legal because they are necessary to protect the health and safety of residents in these cities.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there, you know, as you said, I mean, there are both sides of the coin on this, right? There are people who are very concerned about the fact that we just don't have enough affordable housing for people. On the flip side of that, there are people that say, look, this is a free market. And if I own something, I can short-term rental it. So as you've been writing about this, you've talked to both sides. What are your takeaways?
I'll give some background. I've been covering, you know, housing in the West for a few years now, mostly in New Mexico. What I'm surprised is I've encountered a number of Boiseans who actually aren't in favor of short-term rental regulations. They say that it is an infringement on property rights, that people, you know, should be allowed to buy property, make that property, and do whatever they want with it, frankly, as long as they're not, you know, harming their neighbors. It doesn't really matter what their unit is being used for necessarily. I think I've talked to a lot of neighborhood associations that do have that opinion or something along those lines, which I was surprised about, because usually neighborhood associations are the, you know, fiercest proponents of protecting neighborhoods, making neighborhoods, you know, resemble, you know, what they used to look like a couple decades ago. And that's just not been the case in Boise, from what I could tell.
Mm. So you wrote an article last Wednesday, and in that you wrote about this public hearing that is set to happen tonight, yet there had been no draft that had been made public at this point. And again, there are now concerns over, does this give people in charge, city council members, the opportunity to actually do due diligence and research before this comes up? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, basically that was the concern, is that, the original plan for the city was to release the draft of this ordinance on Friday, which is 3 or 4 days before tonight's hearing, which is what's required by state statute. But there were some that were saying, you know, on the city council, and residents were saying that that was not enough time, frankly, to look through what's proposed in this ordinance, what is being discussed and fully fully inform themselves so that they can go into this hearing and make the best argument that they can in favor of their side, whether that is for or against this ordinance. And I heard those complaints from people on both sides of the argument. And yeah.
So what do we know at this point? Because my understanding is that you and other organizations had requested copies of the ordinance draft, were not given them. Have you been able to see them yet?
Yes. So a little background on that. We did request them. I know other organizations did as well. And we were told that we couldn't get a copy of the draft of this ordinance because it was protected under attorney-client privilege. And frankly, we statesmen have looked at the laws and that doesn't seem to hold water personally. Mm-hmm. The draft ordinance is not a communication between a lawyer and a client. It's just a draft ordinance, which
the draft
Idaho state law does not, you know, prohibit from exempt from being released. And since then, we were able to obtain a copy that was given to us by someone in the city. So we were able to see a copy of it. And since that running of that article, the city has distributing it to different outlets, to different people involved in this matter, saying that they've waived the attorney-client fee, but that our point is that there shouldn't be nothing to waive in the first place.
Because, right.
That's what the law says.
And so having looked at this draft of the ordinance, what can we expect to find out tonight?
I think the big thing, so one of the big things that this ordinance would require if it is approved is those who operate short-term rentals to register with the city, pay a fee every year and put down personal information like where they're from. What's your email? What's their phone number? What's their name? Basic stuff. Because right now we don't know anything about who operates short-term rentals in Boise. It could be out-of-state companies. It could be someone who's just renting out their, casita in their backyard. We don't really know. So tonight we might get more details as to, how much this license would cost. But most of all tonight, we're just going to be hearing from the public probably just about those various types we've been hearing. For and against. We're not expecting a vote for at least two more weeks, probably. So,
right. So it's a drawn out process. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out. I think in particular, when you mentioned that so many people don't seem to take issue with not having regulations around short-term rentals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think those who are in favor are definitely a very loud portion of our city, but those who are against are also very loud. Part of the sort of color of this is that, those who are against this include the Boise Regional Realtors, the Idaho Association of Realtors, big lobbying groups that often by their own admission will lobby, the state legislature for a lack of regulations on short-term rentals. And they definitely donate a lot in local elections here as well.
They have loud voices.
And they've made their voices heard already. They've written letters to the city stating that as much that they're not in favor of regulations, which I think I mentioned in my story. And so that'll be interesting to see too, if how much agencies like that make an appearance tonight, given that I know some of these counselors have gotten money from these agencies in the past. So
it'll be interesting. Kyle, really great to have you on the program. I really appreciate your reporting.
Okay, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Kyle Land, a reporter with Idaho Statesman. Of course, you can find all of Kyle's reporting at the Idaho Statesman's website. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.